The following is a conversation between His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and reporters from the Philadelphia Inquirer, recorded July 13, 1975, in Philadelphia.
I've got 15 questions. If I can get them all answered, I'll feel fat. You know, it's great. The first one is a very basic one. What is Krishna consciousness?
Krishna means God, and we are all connected with Krishna, God. God is the original Father. Therefore, we have got intimate connection with Krishna. So we have forgotten it. What is Krishna? What is my connection with Him? What is the aim of life? All these questions there are. And when one becomes interested with such questions, he is called Krishna consciousness.
How did Krishna consciousness develop?
Krishna consciousness is already there in everyone's core of heart. But due to one's material condition of life, he has forgotten it. So this process of chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra means to revive that consciousness. It is already there. Just like a few days ago, these American, European boys and girls, they did not know who is Krishna. But now, you have seen yesterday how their whole the procession, throughout the whole procession, how they were chanting and dancing in ecstasy. So do you think that is artificial? No. Artificially, nobody can chant and dance for hours together. That means the eye-opening of Krishna consciousness. It was there by the bona fide process, it is now eye-opening. That is explained. Nitya-siddha Krishna-bhakti-sattva-gunar savanadi-suddha-chitte-karai-var. The Krishna consciousness is dormant in everyone's heart. So when it comes in contact with devotees, that is awakening. It's like to be attracted by a young girl or young boy. It is there in the child. That small child is there. And when he will be young, then it will be awakened. It is not that artificial something. So, in association, it is awakened. The potency is there already. But in good association, by hearing about Krishna, one is awakened to the status of Krishna consciousness.
What is the difference between Krishna consciousness and Christ consciousness?
Christ consciousness is also Krishna consciousness, but people do not follow the rules and regulations of Christianity, therefore they are not awakened. The commandments of Christ, they do not follow. Therefore they do not come to the standard of consciousness.
What is unique about Krishna consciousness that separates it from other religions? Is it a
Religion means primarily to know God and love Him. That is religion. And nobody knows God and what to speak of loving. Nobody is trained on how to know God and how to love Him. They are satisfied by going to the church, "Oh God, give us our daily bread." That also not everyone goes. The communist says that you don't go to the church, bread we shall supply. So poor, innocent person, they get bread elsewhere, say they do not go to church. But nobody is serious to understand what is God and how to love Him. Nobody is serious. Therefore, in Bhagavatam it is said, it is cheating religion. I profess some religion, but I do not know what is God and how to love Him. So that type of religion is cheating religion. Religion means to know God and love Him. But generally, a man does not know what is God and what to speak of loving. So therefore that is cheating religion. There is no religion. So far Christian religion is concerned, there is ample chance of understanding God, but they do not care for it. Take for example, the commandment is, "Thou shalt not kill." But in the Christian world, best slaughterhouses are better. So how they can become God conscious? They disobey the commandments, do not care what Jesus called, Lord Jesus Christ has ordered. So this is not only in Christian religion, every religion is going on. It's simply rubber stamp. I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian. And none of them do know what is God and how to love Him.
How does one know a bona fide spiritual master then that can lead
them? Who teaches this thing, how to know God and how to love Him? He is spiritual. Otherwise bogus. Rascal bogus. Sometimes they mislead that I am God. Poor people, they do not know what is God, and a rascal proposes I am God. And they accept it. Just like in your country, they elected Nixon president and again drag him. That means they did not know who is really bona fide president. He elected somebody. And again they had the business of dragging him. Similarly, people are foolish. Any rascal comes, he says, "I am God." They accept. And again they accept another. This is my life. So one must be serious student to understand what is God and what, how to love Him, that is religion. Authority is simply a waste of time. That we are teaching. That is the difference between others and others. We are presenting Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the science, how to know Him, the Bhagavad Gita is there, Bhagavad is there, not bogus, authorized. Therefore, this is the only institution which can teach how to know God and how to love Him. To be there is no argument. It is not our business to ask God to give us our necessities. We know God gives necessities to everyone, even one who has no religion. They are cats and dogs, they have no religion. They do not know what is religion. But still, the cats and dogs are supplied with necessities of life. So why should we bother Krishna asking him, give us our daily bread? He supplied already. Our business is how to love it. That is it. Dharma prochita koitava atra paramanin masaranam sata basro basu vedavatra. Savai pungsang paro dhanma yato bhakti radhokan. That is first class religion, which teaches how to love God. And that love, not for any material motive. God, you will give me this, then I love. No. Ahituki. Love means without any personal profit. If I love God for some profit, that is business, that is not love. Ahituki. Apratihata. And such love of God cannot be checked by any material cause. In any condition, one can learn how to love God. It is not conditional that I am poor man, how shall I love God, I have got so many things to do. No, it is not that. Poor, rich, or young, or old, black and white, there is no impediment. If one wants to love God, he can love.
Are there different paths that one can learn to love?
No,
love
there is
God?
No deep.
Are there other spiritual paths? Do all spiritual paths lead to the same end?
Spiritual paths are divided into four. Not spiritual. Real spiritual, mixed spiritual. Just like this, God give us our daily bread. It is mixed spiritual. One has approached God. God is spiritual. But one is asking for material profit. So this is mixture, matter and spirit. So there are four classes, generally known as karmi, fruitive actors. They work for getting some material profit. They are called karmi. Just like all men in sea, they are working so hard day and night, driving their cars, so, this way, that way. The purpose is how to get some money. This is called karmi. And then jnani. Jnani means he knows that I am working so hard while the birds, bees, the elephants, the big, 8 million different types of, they have no business. They have no profession. How they are eating. So why unnecessarily I work so much? Let me know what is the problem of life. So they understand the problem of life is birth, death, old age and disease. And they want to solve it. How to become immortal. So they have conclusion that if I merge into God's existence, then I become immortal. Are immune from birth, death, old age and disease. This is called jnani. And some of them are yogis. They try to acquire some spiritual power to make a show how he can play wonder. A yogi can become very small. If you put him in a room, he'll come out. You lock it, he'll come out. If there is little space, he'll come out. That is called anima. he can fly in the sky, float in the sky. That is called Laghima. In this way, if somebody can show this magic, then immediately he is accepted as a very wonderful man. The yogis, the modern yogis, they simply show some gymnastic, but they have no power. So I am not speaking of these third-class yogis. Real yogi means he has got some power, that is material power. So yogis also want this power, and jnanis also want salvation from the unnecessary working like ass, the kurmi. And kurmis want material profit. So they want everyone. But the bhaktas, devotees, they don't want anyone. They want to serve God out of love. Just like a mother loves a child, there is no question of profit. Out of affection, she loves. So when you come to that stage, to love God, that is perfect. So these different processes, karmi, jnani, yogi and bhakta, out of these four processes, if you want to know God, then you have to accept this bhakti. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhaktya mama vijanati. Simply through the process of bhakti, one can understand me, God. He never says by other processes, no. Only through bhakti. So if you are interested to know God and love Him, then you have to accept this devotional process. No other process will help.
What are the methods used in attaining Krishna consciousness? How does one get to?
Yeah, by Krishna consciousness, you achieve the goal of life. In the present condition, we are accepting one body and we are dying after a few days, then accept another body. And that body is according to your activity. There are 8,400,000 different types of body. You can get any one of them. You'll have to accept one body. That is called time transmigration of the soul. So, if one is under this consciousness that I am eternal, why I am changing body? How to solve it? That is interesting. And not to work like cats and dogs and die. That is not interesting. One who makes solution of this problem is intelligent. So, therefore this Krishna consciousness movement is the ultimate solution of all problems of life.
What transformations does one undergo on the path?
No transformation. The consciousness is there. It is now filled with all rubbish things. You have to cleanse this, and then Krishna consciousness. Just like water. Water is, by nature, clear, transparent. But when it is filled up with rubbish things, it is muddy. You cannot see very clearly. But if you filter it, all muddy things, dirty things, then again it comes to the original position, clear, transparent one.
Does one function better in society as a result of affiliation with Krishna consciousness?
Does one function in society better after being Krishna conscious?
What do you mean?
Is he a better citizen?
And also sociologically or can he work better in the community
That you can see practically. They are not drunkards. They are not meat eaters. From physiological point of view, they are very clean. They never be attacked with so many diseases. Then they do not eat meat, means that is most sinful, to kill others for the satisfaction of the tongue. God has given to the human society so many things to eat, nice fruits, nice flowers, nice grains, first class milk, and from milk you can prepare hundreds of nutritious foods. But they do not know the art. They are maintaining big slaughterhouse and eating meat. No discrimination. That means they are not even civilized. When man is not civilized, he kills one animal and eats. Because he does not know how to grow food. Just like we have got one farm, land in New Vrindavan. So we are preparing so first class preparation from milk. The laborers, they come, they are astonished. But from milk such nice preparation can be done. Hundreds. So that means they are not even civilized. How to prepare nutritious food from milk? Milk, accepting that cow flesh and blood is very nutritious, that we also admit. But a civilized man utilizes the blood and meat in a different way. The milk is nothing but blood, but it is transformed into milk. And again from milk you make so many things, you make jugaad, you make curd, you make ghee, so many things. And combination of this milk product with grains, with fruits and vegetables, you make similar hundreds of people. So this is civilized life. Not that directly kill one animal and eat. That is uncivilized life. You take the accepting that cow's flesh and blood is very nutritious. You take it in a civilized way. Why you should kill? The innocent animal is simply eating grass given by God and supplying milk. And from milk we can live. And the gratefulness is that cut his throat. Is that civilization? What do you say?
Is that civilization?
No, I agree with you 100%. I want you to say these things, though, instead of me. I'm asking you questions so that hopefully that not by me describing anything.
So these things are uncivilized way of life, and what they will understand God.
Hang on. I'm answering these questions so that is not.
To understand God means one must be first-class civilized. Just like university is meant for first-class students. Similarly, God consciousness means meant for the first-class human being.
Does all desire ultimately have to go, including the desire to attain Krishna consciousness?
Without Krishna consciousness, we will have simply ravished desires. And when you are Krishna conscious, then you desire rightly.
The aim of many spiritual paths is to find the guru within.
Within?
The guru within. Is this different?
Who says that, to find guru within?
Chirpal Singh is in
there. Pardon me?
Chirpal Singh is one.
Krishnamurti says that also.
So why does he come to teach? He's a rascal, why does he come to teach? This is the answer. These things are spoken by rascals. He has come to teach, and he says, find out guru in him. That's why you have come to teach. Because people are not intelligent. They cannot catch him. He talks all nonsense and they hear, that's all.
He also has written a book about no books are needed.
So we can find out how rascal he is. Is it not? Do you admit or not? He writes book and he says there is no need of book. He has come to teach and he says there is no need of teacher. Teacher is within. Is he not a rascal?
Well, they say those.
The first of all, he answered my question.
Oh.
If he says contradictory things, is he not a rascal?
Well, he's contradicting himself.
Therefore, he's a rascal. He does not know how to defend it.
Can the Vedas be taken symbolically as well as literally?
As it is. We are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is, not symbolically.
Are you attempting to revive in the West the awareness of are you attempting to revive in attempting to revive the ancient Indian caste system in the West? I'm asking a question.
Where do you find we are reviving caste system? Where do you find, first of all, let me know. Why you are asking this question? If you have seen that we are trying to introduce the Indian caste system, then you say, but if there is no such attempt, why you are asking this question?
Well, because a lot of people are interested. And the reason I would have asked
you
questions...
Lot of people, you are also one of them. So, where do you find that we are trying to introduce caste system? First of all, find out where is the attempt. Then you ask questions. Otherwise, it is irrelevant question.
The Gita talks about the caste system.
Huh?
The Gita mentions the caste system.
Gita, what mentions? Do you know?
The four castes.
What is that?
And an untouchable caste.
On the basis of what?
I can't locate it directly, but...
Who has said? Who has said that this is caste system? This is caste, not caste system. Chaturbarnam maya system, guna karma vivar. According to quality and according to work. There are four divisions of men. Just like you can understand, there are engineers and there are medical practitioners. So do you take them as caste? Oh, he's engineer caste. He's medical caste. Do you say like that?
I don't want to say what I feel because I'm
I'm asking you.
Well, so, I think there's always been castes. It's just that we don't recognize the fact that they're there.
No, recognize means if a man is qualified medical man, we accept him as medical man. And if a man is qualified engineer, we accept him as engineer. Similarly, Bhagavad Gita suggests not suggest, it is there. There are four classes of men. The most intelligent class of men, the administrator class of men, the productive class of men, and ordinary worker. It is already there. Bhagavad Gita says how they should be classified. That he belongs to this class, he belongs to that class. That is describing the Bhagavad Gita. Not that by birth, hereditarily, one becomes a caste. Don't try to misunderstand. The classification is already there. One class of man, very intelligent. Is it not there in the human society? Do you think all men are equally intelligent? Do you think? There must be. One class, very highly intelligent class. So, what are the symptoms of the intelligent class? That is discussed. We are trying to introduce that. That without first-class man, the society is useless. So, there are first-class men, trainer. Just like a boy is intelligent, still he requires training in the school, college. Then he maintains his first-class brain, first-class body. So, there is first-class man. Now we have to train them properly, how to become controller of the mind, how to become controller of the senses, how to become truthful, how to become clean internally, externally, how to become full of knowledge, how to try to apply the knowledge in practical life, how to become God conscious. That's training. They're first-class man. Can take up, just like they are taking all these boys. They had their first class brain, and now they are being trained up. That is equal. Trained up first class man. The training is equal. So we are not introducing caste system, that any rascal born in a Brahmin family, he becomes a Brahmin. We don't accept that. A man who is first class trained up to become a Brahmin, we accept. It doesn't matter whether he is India or Europe or America. It doesn't matter. We are trying to introduce this system. That is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. A caste system means a man is born in a Brahmin family and he, by habit, he is fifth class man, and he is accepted first class on account of birth. Similarly, a person very intelligent, he can be adaptable to all first class habit, but because he is born in a Shudra family, he is Shudra. We want to stop this nonsense. We are picking up first-class brain and training arm, how to become first-class. This is our reason. Not that introducing this lavish thing. No, we are not. Otherwise, how I am offering them sacred thread, Najasi? Anyone from India will understand he's a first-class Brahmin. We are training like that.
Here's another one on that line.
What have you feel about women's lib? What's your feeling
about women's liberation?
What is
our feeling about
women? That I don't want to discuss because as you have asked, I may explain that how foolish women are being cheated by the intelligent man.
Is
liberating everybody. Chanting Krishna.
They are given in your country, they have given you liberty. Liberty means equal rights, is it not? Man and woman has got equal rights.
They're trying in this country.
But you, woman, you cannot see that this so-called equal right means cheating the woman. Now, I say more clearly that a woman and man meets, now they become lovers, then they have sex, and the woman becomes pregnant, and the man goes out. The simple woman, she has to take charge of the child and beg from government, alms, please give me money. This is your independence. Do you admit this is independence? That the man makes the woman pregnant and he goes out without any responsibility. And the woman cannot give up the child. She maintains begging from the government. Or she tries to kill the child. Do you think it is very good independence? What is your answer? Yes, they're killing now about sand.
Do you think this is that kind of independence?
For the child?
For the woman. For the woman.
For the woman.
This is liberation. She has an affair with a man, she gets pregnant, the man leaves, then she has to beg alms from the government to support the child.
Okay.
Or she kills the child. So is that good or bad?
Well, she has made the choice.
That means, that is 34 hours. You have made your choice to kill your own child. Is that very good choice?
It's the worst
crime
you could
have. The brain's
getting worse. Do you think it is very good business?
I think this is a very complicated question.
Therefore I say they are cheating you in the name of independence. That you do not understand. Therefore 34 hours. They are cheating you and you are thinking you are independent.
They forget the responsibility that comes with freedom.
They do not take the responsibility. They go away, they enjoy and go away. And the woman has to take the responsibility. Either kill the child and maintain it. Begging. Do you think begging is very good? In India, although their poverty is stricken, still they do not remain independent. They remain under the husband. And the husband takes all responsibility. So she has neither to kill the child nor go to beg for maintaining the child. So which is independence? To remain under husband is independence or to become free, to be enjoyed by everyone?
That's not where freedom is anyway.
Huh?
That's not where the freedom is.
So there is no freedom, still they think that there is freedom. That means under some plea, the men are cheating the woman. Yes. So in the name of independence, they have agreed to be cheated by another class. This is the situation.
In spite of that, can a woman know Krishna as...
We have no such distinction.
No,
we give Krishna consciousness both to the woman and man equally. We do not make any such mistakes. But to protect them from this exploitation by man, we teach something that you do like this, you do like that. You be married, be settled up, don't wander independently. We teach them like that. But so far Krishna consciousness is concerned, we equally distribute. There is no such thing that, oh, you are over less intelligent or more intelligent, therefore you cannot have. We don't say that. We welcome women, men, poor, rich, everyone. Because in that platform, equality. Vidyavinaya sampanne, brahmani, gavi, hastini, sunite, sapate, pandita, samadarishina. We do not refuse anyone. That is equality.
How do you deal with negativity? In the outside world, the devotees encounter negativity every day with people that are not interested. How, not just on the outside world, but how does one deal with that within? How does one relieve oneself of that negativism?
Negativity means just like we say, no illicit sex. We say, teach our students no illicit sex. Do you think it is negative? What does it mean?
The situation is that other people think that it's negative and therefore they feel negatively towards us, so how should we react to that?
Huh? Well, how do you deal with it within yourself, you know?
What do you mean negativity within yourself?
Not just criticism, but
that feeling?
If you get a lot of people that are working against you all the time, here you're surrounded by people that are positive and that are reinforcing, but when you get yourself in the outside world in a position where there are people that are draining you and taking your energy, how do you replenish that energy? How do you...
How do we stay fixed when there are so many people against us?
Huh?
So let's know how we stay fixed when there are so many people against us.
So nobody is against you? Do you think nobody is against you? I'm asking you.
Do I think nobody's against me? There's people for me, against me, that don't care about me.
So there are against and for. Why do you bother about the against? As there are some people against us, there are many people for us. So that is the position in every field of activity. So if somebody is against us, why should he bother about it? Let us go on with our positive work.
For instance, if the day goes by and a devotee meets only with people that are against him, he makes bad contact, and he feels drained, how does he...
Now, our devotee is not so fickle. They go to the person who is against us and induces him to purchase a book. We are selling books daily, a huge amount. So, there is no question of against us. Anyone who is even against us, he is persuaded to purchase one book. So how is against us? He is purchasing our book. What is the daily amount of sales of our book?
We sell about 25,000 books and magazines a day.
What is the price?
The collection would probably be around $35,000 to $40,000 a day.
We're collecting $40,000 a day by sending books. How I can say they're against us?
Positive.
Huh?
You're very positive.
Why is there any other institution who can sell $40,000 a day? So how do you say that they're against us?
My last question. Could you tell tell me about the Hare Krishna mantra, because it's so important to Krishna consciousness, and I'd like to have
it. It is very simple. Hare means all the energy of Lord, and Krishna means O Lord. Both of you kindly engage me in your service. Both of you, Krishna is energy. Just like here we have got conception of male and female. Similarly, originally, God and His energy. God is male and energy female, prakriti and purush. This idea of male and female, where from it comes? God is manufacturing so many male and female. So, the male and female idea, where from it comes? It comes from God. He is the origin of everything. So, the female, or prakriti, or energy of God, and God Himself, He is called Purusha. So, we are appealing both God and His energy, combined together, engage us in their service. This is Hare. O Hare means O, the energy of God. O Krishna, O Lord, both of you take care of me and engage me in your service. This is it. Your questions also? The answer?
May I ask you a few questions? Could you please tell me a little bit about your life and how you knew that you were the spiritual master for the Krishna consciousness movement?
My life is simple. I was householder. I have still my wife, my children, my grandson. So, my Guru Maharaj ordered me to go and preach this cult in the Western country. So I left everything on the order of my Guru Maharaj. And I am trying to execute the order. Person.
Is this picture here the man?
Yes, he's my Guru Maharaj.
And he's no longer living.
No.
He spoke to his spirit.
Well, this is my place.
At what point was it that he told you to do this? It was very late in your life?
Hmm?
It was very late in your life that you...
Yes, when I was 25 years old, I met him first. On the first meeting, he ordered me to this. So at that time, I was married man. I had 2 children. I thought, I said later on, that I was trying to get out of family life. It took some time, but I was trying my best to carry out his order. In 1944, I started magazine Back to Godhead, and I was Griyasa. Then I started writing books in 1958 or 59. In this way, in 1955, I came to your country.
You have said that you are very small and that you are not God, and yet it appears to me as an outsider that the devotees treat you as if you were God.
Yes, that is devotee's duty. Just like a government officer. Personally, he is not very important. But so long he executes government order, he should be respected as government. That is the way. Even an ordinary policeman comes, you have to respect him because he is government man. But that does not mean he is God. He is respected. Sakshad Hritena Samasta Shastri Yuktastatha Bhavatayu. If that man thinks that I have become government, people are respecting me, then he is foolish. So, but it is the etiquette, if the government man comes, he should respect him as government.
Along the same idea, I wonder also about the many material, the beautiful material things that the devotees bring to you. And, for instance, when you left the airport, you left in a beautiful, big, fancy car. And I wonder about this because...
That is teaching them how to respect. If you respect government man as government, then you must treat him like that. If you respect spiritual master as God, then you must offer him the facilities of God. Otherwise, how you treat him as God? Simply in mind? In action also.
I'm sorry, what was the last you said?
If the spiritual master is treated as God, then he must show, practically show that he is treating as God. So, God travels by golden car. If the spiritual master is offered ordinary motor car, so still it is not sufficient. Because he has to be treated like God. So what is this motor car for God? They are still deficient. If God comes to your home, will you bring him in ordinary motor car? Or arrange for a golden car? If you treat him as God. So, your point is that they offer me nice motor car. I say that is not sufficient. That is still lacking to treat him as God. Be practical.
Yesterday I met a devotee from New York who said that there were many people present at the festival from other planets and that you could see them. Is that
yes,
true?
Yes. Everyone can see. If you have eyes, you can see. But if you have no eyes, therefore you are envious because they have offered a nice motor car. So you have to make your eyes to see. A blind man cannot see. The eyes are to be treated. How to see?
Is this true also of your other senses?
Every senses. If you want to see something, you must be trained up how to see. The scientist is saying something through the microscope. And you want to see with naked eyes. How it is possible to see? You must adopt the process to see. Then you can see everything.
I have just one more question, and that is also from an outsider's point of view. It appears to me that one of the most difficult aspects of Krishna consciousness for someone to accept who's outside of that point of view is the deities.
Hmm?
The deities and the idea that they represent
deities.
Krishna. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. at the present moment, because you are not trained up to see Krishna. So Krishna kindly appears before you, as you can see. You can see wood, stone. You cannot see what is spirit. Even you don't see yourself, you are thinking, I am this body. But you are spirit soul. You are seeing your father and mother daily. And when the father and mother dies, you cry. Why you are crying? Now my father is gone. Now where is your father gone? He's lying here. Why do you say he's gone? What is that thing which is gone? Why you say my father is gone although lying on the bed? You have seen daily your father. Now you say my father is gone. So, but he is lying on the bed. So who has gone? What is your answer?
Where is God?
Who is gone? If you see your dead father and you say that he's passed away, what has passed away?
His father.
Who is that father?
Only this material body is gone.
Material body is there, lying on the bed.
His body is there. You say my father is gone, so what is gone?
Well, his spirit is...
Have you seen that spirit?
No.
Therefore, you cannot see the spirit, and God is supreme spirit. Mm. Therefore, to show kindness upon you, he has appeared just like wood and stone, so that you can see. He is everything. His spirit and matter, everything. But you cannot see him as spiritual identity. Therefore he has appeared in material form so that you can see. This is deity. He is God. But you cannot see him in his original spiritual form at the present moment. Therefore, out of his unbounded mercy, he has appeared before you, just like made of wood and stone, so that you can see.
This is my father.
Oh,
Grace.
Thank you very much.
My mother.
So you are all fortunate. You have got such a nice son. Yes. And he is giving you the best service by becoming Krishna conscious.
Service.
Don't think that he is out of form. He is lost. No. He is giving you the best service.
We're very pleased with him and what's happening. Thank you for helping him find happiness and serenity, which he was able to find through your order.
Thank you. Very good boy.
It's amazing to me where you get the strength to keep the pace that you have. Tell me how you do that. You're a junior and I have a difficult pace.
The process is genuine. The process which I recommend and they follow, then it is yours. Just like the physician, he gives you medicine and he gives you the process, the dose, how to take the medicine, how to take diet. If the patient follows, then he's cured. This process of God realization can be accepted by human being. It doesn't matter where he is born, either in India or outside India, it doesn't matter. Any human being can take it up.